In today's second reading, taken from the first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul tells us that he's offering, quote, a wisdom not of this age, unquote. I'd like to begin this morning by trying to describe the wisdom of our own time and place. My thoughts go immediately to politics, where it seems that no matter what side they may take on the issues, politicians know that to get ahead, they must constantly attack their opponents, and they end up, at best, distorting the truth and unjustly demonizing their critics. In the business area, we have executives who believe that they are entitled to multi-million dollar packages of bonuses and stock options while their employees haven't had a decent raise in years. Much of the entertainment sent out to us is violent or sleazy or both. The media tend to present a view of the world in which dysfunction is celebrated, and those who are decent and good are either sentimentalized or dismissed as irrelevant. Look, for instance, at that part of today's gospel where it says, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Those of you who are at least as old as I am will remember the ridicule that Jimmy Carter endured when he admitted experiencing this kind of lust. I can only speak for myself when I say I know what he was talking about, and it really disturbed me when he was trashed for being so honest. Now, I don't want to go off ranting and raving on some sort of the world is an evil place kind of kick, but I do think that at least occasionally, we need to stop, look around, and admit that the quote, so-called wisdom of our age is very different from the values and the choices offered us by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We, or at least I, have a habit of mouthing assent to Christian values. Yes, I believe the poor are blessed, that the meek shall inherit the earth, that I should treat everyone as I would wish to be treated myself. The problem is that I too often ignore these fine sentiments as I go about my daily life. The way I behave does not match what I preach. I gossip about people. I numb myself in front of the TV for hours at a stretch. I am judgmental of others who can't or won't get their act together. I make little effort to change, and I am often ashamed of myself. This is the problem using multi-pages. The first reading puts it very bluntly. Fire and water, life and death, have been placed before us, and the choice is ours. Seems like an easy one to make, but is it? At the end of today's gospel, we read, let your yes be yes, and your no mean no. It doesn't sound like a big deal, but I know that if I was always honest, if I lived out my convictions with that degree of integrity, then my life would be very uncomfortable a lot of the time. No real Christian, however, has ever been promised a comfortable existence. Joy, hope, and glory are all there for us, but not a safe and cozy life. Jesus is quite clear that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Our nation is experiencing turbulent times. We must each, in our own way, take a principled stand for what is true and just and compassionate. This is not a time for silence or inertia. As we continue with our Eucharist, let's pray that God will give us the courage to put our convictions and our beliefs into action. Please join me in the Creed, the Apostles' Creed, which you will find at page 175 of your missals, of your hymn books. I believe in God, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son,
that may suffer the good Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, descended to heaven. On the third day he rose again from the dead, ascended to heaven, to the right hand of God, to the heavens. Starts living in the dead. And believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life to the world.
With confidence, let us seek the Lord and give voice to our prayers.
Let us pray for the Church. May we never be satisfied only with fulfilling the letter of the law. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.